Good evening. Tonight I'd like to speak to you about a very urgent and extremely important matter, and that is the abuse of emergency powers by the executive branch to circumvent the representative system that America is pillared on, and how that executive legislation is shaping America, our government, and our future in very negative ways, and why we as a people should stand up to it and say enough. Let me start with some baseline truths. The United States of America is supposed to be a constitutional representative republic, although the current party is definitely not treating it as such. The current party is treating it like a quasi-autocracy. They've made multiple sweeping, binding, and transformative policy decisions without the consent of the governed through the use and abuse of emergency powers. Emergency powers are only supposed to be temporary, stopgap measures, not policy and government-shaping legislative tools. This party has accused the Democrat Party of legislating from the judicial bench. It is true the Democrat Party has done that. However, this party is no better, since it is legislating from the Resolute Desk and the executive branch. In both cases, both parties have circumvented the constitutional representative republican system to get their agenda forced down the throats of America. Both parties have taken advantage of our trust, our grace, and the powers of their offices. Both parties have no place in a constitutional representative republic. If you are a true American, then you should be a constitutional representative republic American. If you're not, then you're not American. If you support any system other than that one, you're not American and you're not a patriot, because that's what the country is, whether you like it or not. It's a constitutional representative republic. Let's talk about why emergency powers exist in the first place, because this regime has leveraged emergency powers to launch every single policy. Emergency powers are supposed to exist because disasters happen. There's some things that Congress can't anticipate. There's things that happen suddenly. An invasion, a pandemic, a catastrophe, an insurrection, a financial collapse. So republics create narrow, temporary authorities that allow executives to act quickly within limits. And that's why emergency powers were created in the first place. But here's the problem. Emergency power is the only power designed to override normal law and normal constitutional law. And once that override exists, the temptation to expand, it is constant. In other words, once you allow emergency powers to become the way that a nation governs, they will use emergency powers for everything. They will just stop using the system. They will stop getting the consent of the governed. They will stop going to the representatives of your states. They will stop asking anyone permission to do anything, and they will just take unilateral power into their own hands, shape their own policy like the other branches of governments don't even exist. And that is what's happening right now. And that is why it is factually correct and safe to say that this regime, hello Jennifer, is acting, we're doing a Facebook Live, so if you hear me call out some names, this regime is acting unilaterally and as an authoritarian government. 100%, that is, we've got the receipts, we've got all the evidence, that's what's happening. To say that they're not acting in a fascist manner is complete ignorance or complete compliance with them, because that is what they are doing. I want to repeat that emergency powers override the Constitution. They override the representative republic. No one who considers themselves an American patriot should be okay with this ever. Unless we are actually in the midst of an actual war with an identifiable enemy. This isn't to minimize the problems in America. There are problems, but there's also agencies and law enforcement agencies and processes put in place to deal with those problems if they would simply just exercise the powers of those agencies and work with them to do their jobs. But that's not what they're doing because they don't want to work with anyone. They don't want to work within the system. They want to override the system and create their own system, not to protect Americans, not to enforce consumer protections and worker protections. No. To build an entirely new form of government that only serves the upper elite class. That's why they're exercising the emergency powers. They're telling you that they're doing this for your own good. And they're saying, oh, we have to shoot down all these enemies that are going to take your freedom and take your jobs while they're aligning with all your enemies who are taking your freedoms and your jobs. They shoot down one enemy and bring another one in through the back door. That's what's happening. So don't come at me with this, oh, they're doing all of this for our own good. No, they're not. They're doing it for their own good. They don't care about you. The founders of this country understood this. That's why emergency power in a republic is supposed to be, one, limited in scope, two, temporary, limited in duration, subject to legislative review by your representatives, reviewable by courts, reversible, emergency powers meant to save the system, not replace it. Emergency power is available to presidents to protect the system, not replace it. You see the difference? They're not using the emergency powers to protect you and me and to protect the America you know and love. They're using the emergency powers to replace the government and your country. Every decision they make screams what they are doing. As I've said before, your head would have to be buried deeply in the sand. You would have to be under Stockholm syndrome, or you would have to be complicit with them in order to deny this. And I say this as a constitutional conservative American military veteran who has served this country and who voted for this particular person in the past. I don't have TDS. I have a functioning brain. And I know what I see and I know what I hear. And nobody's going to tell me any different. If you think something's wrong, something is seriously wrong. And there is something seriously wrong going on here. Again, emergency powers are meant to protect the system, not replace it. And most certainly, emergency powers never, ever were put in place as a means and a tool for legislation. Now, I want to point out a massive hypocrisy to you right now. As you know, the new Republican Party has accused the Democrat Party over and over and over of legislating from the bench. That means making law from the bench. So basically, when you hear them say they're legislating from the bench, they're saying that they're circumventing Congress. They're circumventing the consent of the governed, and they're making laws and dictating the American way of life in the court system without your consent. This is what the Republicans have accused the Democrats of. And I want to validate that as true. They absolutely have done that. They have absolutely legislated from the bench. They have abused the court systems to force ways of life and laws and policies down our throats. There's no question about that. And I would never deny that. The idea, though, was that this administration was going to come into power and stop that from happening. They were supposedly going to give us our representative republic back. They were going to restore honor and decorum to the justice system. That's what he promised. That he was going to restore the representative republic, that lawfare would no longer be used, that legislating from the bench would no longer be used, that they were going to give the government back to the people. And this is what many Americans voted for him for, because this is what he said he was going to do, because the American people are sick of being circumvented. We want our representatives to represent us. We want our Congress to work together for solutions that actually work for us. That's why people voted for him. He's not doing that. He is also legislating from the bench, but what he's doing even more so is he's legislating from the Resolute desk. Let me say that again. He accuses the Democrats of legislating from the bench while he himself is legislating from the Resolute desk with all of his executive orders. He has launched more executive orders in 1 year this year than Barack Obama launched his entire 8 years in office. He is running this country by fiat. He is running it by decree. He brags about not doing an auto pen when his entire presidency and power structure is the pen. He is basically dictating the future of America with his pen, without the consent of the government. And by the way, that pen is in the hands of David Sachs and Larry Ellison and Sam Altman and all of these technocrats who have moved into the White House and basically taken over your government and your country. He says he's not using an auto pen, but in reality, he's handed his pen to them, and they're the ones writing all of the executive orders. They're directing him what to do. He's doing whatever they say. So for every accusation that he's given the Democrats that they've legislated from the bench, he himself is guilty of for legislating from the Resolute desk. It's every bit as bad, if not worse. The system breaks down when a president starts saying things like, "This is too urgent for Congress. The courts don't understand the danger. Normal processes are too slow. If you oppose this, you're helping the enemy." See, at that point, the emergency is no longer the event, is it? The emergency is the concentration of power itself. It's the concentration of power and authoritarianism masquerading as an emergency. You see how that works? When everything is a crisis, law becomes optional. When everything is an emergency, rights become obstacles. When everything is an emergency, opponents become enemies. And once opponents are enemies, rights stop applying. The other problem here is that Congress has absolutely refused to intervene. They have refused to stand up to him. They've had a few feeble attempts, and then they just walk away. And I think it's because of the fact that they're all terrified of him. He's got everybody terrified. Everybody's under coercion. Everybody's under the threat of a lawsuit. Everybody's under the threat of being canceled, being primaried. Now you have all these Republicans set to resign. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's now resigning because they're just like, it's out of my control. But I'm here to tell you, when your Congress is saying it's out of my control and there's nothing I can do to help, that means there has been an authoritarian takeover and they are now powerless. So, I don't know who in their right mind would be excited about the fact that the representative republic is coming down and being replaced by an authoritarian one rule, that's his word, not mine, one rule authoritarian government tyrant king. Like, I don't know who in their right mind would support that. Unless you were under the delusion that this guy is some sort of angel of light and infallible and loves America and loves Americans and everything he's doing is for our best interest, which couldn't possibly be true with all of his Orwellian Genesis mission, Stargate, garbage, junk, horror movie that is taking over our government right now. And the biggest expansion of the federal government we have ever seen in our lifetimes. This is supposed to be the limited government. It is now the expanded and ultra mega government. And every day he's launching more policies to build out the federal government, make it more powerful, and shut down all the rights of the states until the states feel the same way Marjorie Taylor Greene feels, until the states feel the same way that the rest of Congress feels, that we're powerless to do anything to protect y'all anymore. And that's what we're coming to. We're reaching a point now where your own governors are not going to protect you because it's no use. They don't have the power to do it anymore because his federal tyranny power completely overrides them. And if they don't go along with it, he starves them of money, just like he starved Ukraine of money when they said that they weren't going to, you know, investigate Biden and investigate their own natural gas company, Burisma. It's the same extortion tactics. It's been going on a long time. Again, if the motive was good, if he was actually for the American people, there you might be able to make a case that this power was necessary. But when he's handing the keys of the government and the country over to the AI tech lords and technocrats and kleptocrats and putting every policy in place that ensures the entire termination and elimination of all the jobs, then there's no possible way you can justify this power grab. I mean, you're much better off in the previous world before he took office than a world in which your governor no longer has a say, your state representatives no longer have a say, your Congress has been completely emasculated, the court system has been crushed, and there's just one guy up there with the all-powerful pen dictating what America is going to look like, sound like, talk like, and act like. Boy, you would have to have a lot of faith in that guy. Because that's not even a president at that point. That is a tyrant king. That's a god. That's a god-level authoritarian government. And I guess people really do have that kind of faith in him. No wonder they get called cultists. No wonder people say this is a religion. It is. When you put so much faith into a president that you say he should have all the power of God to dictate every single way of America, he's your god. He's not your president. And by the way, he's anti-American because he's tearing down all the pillars that have made us a free representative republic since our inception. It's absolutely mind-boggling in scope what's happening. And the only way you could possibly justify it is if you think, you sincerely believe that he is some sort of godlike figure that has been sent from God himself to save America and to save every American. I don't know how you could possibly believe that at this point, especially even today, given his latest executive order, which is the creation of what he's calling the Tech Force, which is a team of 1,000 different AI programmers from foreign countries, of course, including from China and other countries, that are now going to go into the federal government and basically convert the entire analog and somewhat digital system into an AI beast system. It's called Tech Force. What are the odds that my book was also called The Total Tech Takeover? I take no pleasure in telling you that I've been absolutely right about everything, and I'm right about this too. Your country is right now being stolen from you. And the people are not only not resisting and standing up to it, they're actually applauding it, cheering it, and actually giving him awards for doing it. What in the hell are we watching right now? It's a horror movie, and that's an understatement. Here's a hard truth most people don't want to hear. Authoritarianism does not begin with a strong executive. It begins with a weak legislature. Congress has the power to end emergency declarations, to restrict funding, to clarify or repeal enabling statutes, to impeach the president if he has overstepped his bounds. Congress is supposed to have this power. Do they no longer have the power, or have they decided that they're not going to exercise it? What is it going to be? Because no matter how you slice it, they are not representing us anymore. If they were representing us, they would be going off. They would be sticking up for us. They would be demanding that there were worker protections so AI couldn't take over all the jobs. They would be demanding consumer protections. They would be demanding that this president stop acting like a tyrant and using emergency powers to legislate from the Resolute desk. They would demand that the American people had a say in everything that he was doing, including tearing down the east wing of the White House. Who the hell consented to that? Nobody consented to that. That was a unilateral power grab for a golden ballroom that 95, 98, 99% of the population will never get to dance in. Whose show is this? Whose country is this? Whose White House is this? You're supposed to say our house, our government, our White House. Not anymore. Every hall is lined with his photo. It's his. It's all about him. America is now the United States of Trump. Well, more like the divided states of Trump. And I don't have TDS. I'm stating a fact. Tina said, hello, and thank you for the information. You're very welcome, Tina. And thank you for dropping in. We are in scary times, Jennifer said. Yes, most of them are in bed with him, even the ones he argues with and the Dems. Well, yep, a lot of them are. It's true. They are in bed with him, and he's got a lot. He's got things on people, and they've got things on him, and they are all holding each other hostage. But at the end of the day, this Congress ain't working for us. They're not even standing up to him. They're just letting him basically do whatever he wants while they trickle out, you know, photos, nothing burger photos from the Epstein estate, right? All these photos, let's face it. I know the media spins it and the influencers spin it and everybody gets all excited and, oh, this proves that he was involved, blah, blah, blah. It's a nothing burger. These are all nothing burgers. This is a soap opera to keep people distracted. It's bread and it's circus, and its whole utility is to keep people distracted and tuned in to the next cliffhanger nothing burger. They promise you all these massive truth bombs that they're going to drop. Oh, you know, today everything changes. Nothing will ever be the same after this, and blah, 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 blah. They give you the cliffhanger after cliffhanger. In today's episode, you're going to learn everything you ever need to know, and everything will be changed. Nothing ever changes. It's all a big soap opera. Everything that's happening is a soap opera to keep people tuned in and on the edge of their seat waiting for the next cliffhanger while their country gets robbed from them. And you've got people's channels dedicated to promoting all of these podcasters and getting paid very well for it, by the way. Again, Congress has the power to stop these emergency powers, and they're not doing it. And when Congress refuses to act, it sends this message: do whatever you want, we'll look away. Sometimes it's cowardice, sometimes it's party loyalty, sometimes it's fear of public backlash. Sometimes it's because Congress quietly enjoys letting the executive take the blame for everything. They're actually enjoying watching the world burn. Oh, yes, there's a whole bunch of people in Congress that just love watching him back himself into a corner so this all comes down. And they're just sitting back, licking their chops, waiting to take over when it does. But they're not representing us. In fact, hardly any of them are representing us. We are in a stage, when you say scary times, Jennifer, what we're really talking about is times of taxation without any representation whatsoever. But whatever the reason is, abdication is authorization. And once this precedent is set, where the president can legislate from the Resolute desk and basically form and shape all American policy and the entire American way of life, we don't have a representative republic anymore. We have a dictatorship. But once this precedent is set for Resolute desk legislation, it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get reversed. It doesn't get repealed. It just gets worse and worse and worse. It goes from bad to worse. Now you've got a situation with the courts. They won't stand up to him either. The courts are designed to be slow and deliberate and reactive. They're not designed to stop a flood of emergency orders. See, but they know this. The people working around Trump, his lawyers and the David Sacks and all these other guys, they know this. They're flooding the courts. And the court backlogs are just off the charts now because of the way they're flooding them. The courts are not even designed to stop a flood of emergency orders and address every single one of them. When dozens or hundreds of sweeping executive actions hit the courts, judges issue conflicting rulings, injunctions vary by jurisdiction, appeals pile up, enforcement becomes inconsistent. This creates chaos. Chaos benefits them. Chaos creates more power for them. The more chaos and confusion there is in the courts, the more powerful they become. And the more they tell the people, see, we're the ones who understand everything. We're the orderly ones. Everyone else is confused. Everyone else is broken. Everyone else is dysfunctional. And we're the functional ones when they're the ones who caused all the chaos and the confusion in the entire system. Jonathan said, there is no confirmed or approved federal government program to deposit $2,000 to Americans at this time. Thanks for adding that. There's the other thing. That $2,000, that would have to come by approval from Congress. And by the time they get done with it, well, there's not going to be a $2,000 anyway. Just like there's not going to be a $5,000 Doge check. Just like there's not going to be millions of jobs from all the data centers. It's all lies. And by the way, they are buying as much time as they possibly can to get this beast system built out, because here's the deal. Once the beast system, I'm talking about the AI data tower that they're building in your government right now, that will be the mother hive of all the data centers in all the states all around it and in other countries. Once this beast system, surveillance system, snake viper pit system, whatever the hell you want to call it, this evil thing is erected, you ain't going to be able to dislodge it. They are going to have those data centers surrounded by automatic machine gun turrets and machine gun toting robots. Nobody's going to ever get near any of them. And I'll tell you what else you're not going to get near is the White House. You're not going to get near any government building ever again, because they're all going to be fortified, just like they are in 1984, because that's where your country is going right now. And that they're buying as much time as they possibly can to get this system built up so they can arm it and protect it as soon as possible. So once it's in place, the people can never, ever overthrow it. So there are people, by the way, and the reason that it's important that you hear those words, it's not to scare you. It's to inform you that once it's in place, there is no rebelling against it. Nobody's going to resist it or overthrow it once in place. There's a lot of Americans right now who say, well, I'll start standing up and I'll do something if it gets too bad. Oh, no, 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 Bubba. That ain't how it works. Once it gets too bad, it's too late. Nobody's going to make a decision to resist it. That ain't going to happen. Once it's built, it's too late. They know that. That's why they're rushing. That's why there's a sense of urgency. That's why everything's a crisis. Everything's an emergency order, because they know they've got to get this system in place as quickly as they can so they can secure it as quickly as they can. So it is the all-powerful, tyrannical, infallible, impregnable tyrant ruler of maybe the entire earth. And there's nothing we peasants are going to be able to do about it. They've created all the chaos that they're blaming everybody for now, and it benefits their power. And this is so they can say, look, the courts are confused. You got to trust us. And the public, which is now totally exhausted and fearful, starts believing all this and starts saying things like, well, you know, maybe our rights really are just kind of a luxury, right? That's where you get people saying, hey, I'll let Trump be a dictator. That's fine. He shoot people. I don't care what he does. He is perfectly fine with me. Give him the king crown. Give him all the power. Shut down all the other branches of government. I trust him. These people are confused. They're understandably exhausted. They're lazy. They're ignorant. Some of them are just haters. A lot of them are just haters. They just want the world to burn, and they want to see the woke burn. That's all they care about. Some of them are just really intellectually ignorant, and some of them are complicit. But whatever the case may be, they are now handing the reins of power over to one ruler, and they think it's righteous. And that's why we're screwed. Every authoritarian phase includes semantic warfare. Words that once had clear meanings are stretched until they break. Emergency, supposed to be a temporary power, becomes permanent. Temporary means indefinite. Threat means disagreement. Security means control. Invader means person you don't like. Enemy of the state means a critic. Once language collapses, law follows. If a president can declare that protesters are insurrectionists, journalists are enemies, migrants are invaders, political opponents as traitors, then war powers become domestic powers. War powers, powers that are supposed to be reserved for war, become domestic, everyday government powers. Basically, your government is in a constant state of war and using war powers to basically shut down dissent and tear up the Constitution and fundamentally transform the country into a autocracy. And by the way, war powers have no room for civil rights. So war powers and a war power president who's always at war and who's always using emergency powers, there is no room for civil rights to coexist with that kind of government. It's impossible. Your freedom cannot coexist with tyranny. It's impossible. So anybody who's going along with this either don't care about freedom, they don't understand freedom, they don't want freedom. But do not say that they are pro-freedom, because nobody who is supportive of this type of authoritarian takeover can be said also to be for freedom. It's impossible. That's why I see them with these white shirts that say freedom on them, and I go, what type of freedom are you talking about? Freedom to go down to the store and get some whiskey, buy some weed at the dispensary? What freedom are we talking about? Are we talking about civil rights freedoms, freedom of speech? Freedom of assembly, freedom of press. Well, we can't be talking about those because those can't coexist with a tyranny. Wartime authority assumes an external enemy, a unified public, suspension of certain liberties, acceptance of secrecy, concentrated command. These assumptions do not belong in civilian governance. When wartime logic is imported into peacetime, surveillance expands, due process goes away, and we know we're seeing that, detention becomes easier, force becomes normalized, dissent becomes terrorism. Yes, dissenters are now being considered terrorists. You don't need tanks in the streets for this to happen. You just need, well, we can't tell you everything, but y'all are just going to need to trust us. Just like Operation Warp Speed 1. We can't tell you what's in the vaccine. You're just going to have to trust us. And the people did. And they're doing the same thing with AI now. We can't really tell you what's going to be in the data centers. We can't really tell you what this new tech force team is going to be doing. We can't let you know what's inside them data centers. We just need you to trust us. And the people are trusting them again. History repeats. The cycle of insanity repeats. What do they say? Doing the same thing and expecting a different result is the literal clinical definition of insanity. And America's doing it again. They're trusting them that this AI is the right thing for America. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think Operation Warp Speed 1 AI vaccine was the right thing for America? Because they positioned that as national security thing too. It was all based on this is going to make you safe. This is going to make you secure. We're going to get back to normal. We're going to make America great again. All these things, if you just take this shot, they're doing the same thing with AI. The cycle repeats. History doesn't whisper about what happens when an authoritarian government takes over. It shouts. Let's talk about patterns, not ideology, not left or right. Ancient Rome, the Roman Republic, had a legal office called dictator. It granted temporarily during emergencies. Did you know that? Every time it was used, it came back a little stronger. Eventually, the Republic voted itself out of existence, not by coup, but by precedent. Weimar Germany, Germany's constitution allowed emergency decrees under Article 48. It was meant for chaos. It was meant for chaos, those emergency powers. It became routine. Parliament deferred. Courts complied. Opposition was labeled enemies of order. Democracy ended legally. Again, without a single shot being fired. And again, not done in the court system like the Democrats have been doing it. Not legislating from the bench, but legislating from the resolute desk. That's the precedent of dictatorships that have led to the fall of all of these empires and is right now leading to the fall of this one right in front of your very eyes, while it's being cloaked as national security, patriotism, and even Christianity. Wow, what a snow job. Post 9/11 United States, emergency surveillance powers were passed as temporary. They told us that the Patriot Act was temporary and they would roll it back in due time. Did they roll it back? No. They entrenched it. They expanded it. They renewed it. They normalized it. And now many Americans still live under authorities created for a single crisis decades ago. You see how that works? It's they're doing the same thing all over again. This is how power never fully returns to the people. Once they take it, it ain't coming back. So the people running around telling you, oh, well, he's doing emergency powers. They're just temporary. That's just to get America back on track. They're lying. That is not what's happening. They have normalizing emergency powers as a way to govern and ultimately take total control of the United States of America and every state and every citizen. The biggest federal build out, the biggest, largest, most behemoth monster federal government we have ever witnessed in the history of this country is coming to you from a Republican, or should I say an alleged Republican. Whose bingo card was that on? For the longest time, we were told that the Democrats were going to make the biggest, largest, big government and that the Republicans were all about small government. Remember, we're going to send everything down to the states. What happened to all that? Greed happened to that. Money, power, lust for control over everybody and everything. Egos completely out of control happened to that. And they have now taken, they have occupied the executive branch and have turned it into the branch and only branch of government to get their monster agenda done. Across the world, the pattern is identical. Crises are declared, emergency powers are granted, opposition are labeled dangerous, the courts are weakened, the legislature is sidelined, the media is discredited, elections are halted, the flag still flies, the Constitution still exists, but the Republic is gone. The same exact thing is happening right now in America. The Constitution technically still exists. The banner still waves, but the Republic, your rights, your power, your control are all being robbed from you right now as we speak. At warp speed. This isn't abstract. When emergency rule expands, real people lose real protections and real power. And real opportunity and economic opportunity and money. Due process becomes optional. Asset seizure expands. Surveillance increases. Protest becomes criminalized. Employment depends on loyalty. Speech becomes conditional. Travel becomes restricted. Citizenship becomes precarious. At first, it hits others, right? It's happening to everybody but me, so it must be okay. Then it hits the critics. Then it hits the neutrals and the fence sitters. Finally, it hits the supporters who ask the wrong question at the wrong time. Oh, don't you think just because you support this regime that you're going to be safe from its takeover? We're all getting taken over. There will be no dry staterooms on this sinking ship. Everybody's getting wet. That means everybody's power, everybody's money, everybody's control and economic opportunity will absolutely be compromised, degraded, and most likely canceled. Power does not remember loyalty, my friends. Power does not remember loyalty. It only remembers control. The lie that keeps it all going, the most effective lie in moments like these throughout history is, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. Am I right? Every time they do more surveillance, more law enforcement crackdown on rights, more putting people under the microscope, getting into their privacy, disrespecting their human dignity, what do their supporters say? Well, if you ain't done nothing wrong, you ain't got nothing to worry about. And that's because that's what they're telling them. Hey, what are you so worried about over there, Mark J. up there in Idaho? If you haven't done anything wrong, what are you worried about? See, that statement has never been true in any society that lost its freedom. Rights exist precisely because innocence is not enough. Being a good citizen is not enough to be protected from a tyrant government. that wants all the money and power and control for itself. Being innocent, having a clean criminal background, having a clean driver's record or credit is not enough in a tyrant totalitarian state. It ain't going to protect you from the takeover. They're not going to pass you over because you're a good citizen. That's not how it works. Everybody gets devoured. But see, in a society of ignorant people, they don't know these historical facts. That's why when I showed that video of all these guys saying, hey, I'm all for Trump being a tyrant, I said, what happens when you don't know history and you don't know the history of dictatorships? If they knew the history of dictatorships, they would know that they themselves will not be safe from the dictator either. Because why? Because the Bible says that a man whose God is money will never be satisfied. A man who has absolute power will become absolutely corrupted. Why do you think you need checks and balances in the first place? Why do you think you need separation of powers? It's due to the sinful nature of mankind. By telling us that, oh, we can give it to an all-powerful, we can give all the power of the government to one man, and he's going to govern justly. Don't ever let those people tell you they're Christians. No Christian in their right mind who knows what God says in the Bible about the nature of sin and the nature of iniquity and all of its consequences when a man is given absolute power would ever, ever say anything like that. Anybody who knows what God says about the deceitful nature of the heart will tell you we absolutely need checks and balances. We absolutely need separation of powers because it doesn't matter whether it's Donald Trump or Pope Leo or anybody else. If you give them absolute power with no accountability and no responsibility, they're going to take advantage of it. Why? Human nature. Human nature. Come on. Do we need to talk about King David here? A man after God's own heart. Literally a man who God loved after his own heart with all that power. Still, what's he doing? Spying on his neighbor's wife, stealing his neighbor's wife, and actually having that man executed by executive order, by mandate from the Resolute Desk. If King David doesn't show you the veracity of the axiom that absolute power corrupts absolutely nothing ever will. We had a good thing going here with our separations and balance of powers if we would have just held our government responsible for doing its job. But we, the citizens, have also decided that we're going to let them do whatever they want. And I think Ben Franklin had a great point when he said, we've given you a free republic if you can keep it. It was our responsibility to keep it, and we've decided that we're going to give it away. And why? You know, I ask myself this every day. Why are we going to give it away? Well, I just don't have time for it anymore, Mark. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired. I don't feel like fighting these people. I don't know, bro. I don't have time for any of this shit. I gotta go watch a football game. I ain't got time to save no country. There's a lot of different reasons. I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, but I do need a little humor in my life to stay sane because we are living in completely insane times. But everybody's got an excuse of why they won't tell the truth, stand for the truth, and tell the truth to their neighbor. At a minimum, tell the truth to your neighbor. At a minimum, use your platform to tell people what's going on, to learn what's going on and say, this isn't right. We can't even get them to do that. Look, we got three people on here tonight. Oh, God. This is why I say we're screwed. People have a lot better things to do than stand for their freedoms, to stand for their dignity, and to stand for their country. Yet these people are going to fly the American flag and call themselves patriots and attack people like me who are drawing attention to all these injustices and the fall of their country and call me the traitor. Yeah, these are definitely scary times, Jennifer. We are moving into a gaping black hole of deceit and delusion unlike any we ever could have even fathomed before. And it's happening more and more every day. If emergency abuse is not stopped, the trajectory is predictable. If executive rule becomes normalized, that means presidential rule becomes normalized, just like he launched the one rule for AI regulations now, right? One rule. Congress becomes ceremonial. Courts become symbolic. Elections become procedural. Citizenship becomes conditional. Law becomes selective. Eventually, people stop asking, is this legal? And start asking, is this allowed right now? People stop asking, are what they doing legal? And they are now asking, is this allowed? Am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to do that? How many people have you heard, are we allowed to do this? Are we allowed to do that? Am I allowed to go outside right now? Am I allowed to do that? It's all about allowance, isn't it? Because of all the restrictions. And this is how the whole society is now speaking, thinking, and communicating with each other. That's the moment the republic is functionally gone. Symbolically, it still exists. You still got the Constitution. That banner yet waves. But functionally, it's gone. Final warning, let me say this plainly. No free society collapses because people didn't love freedom. Societies like this one collapse because people believed freedom could wait. Emergency power is always sold as temporary. It is always framed as protection. It is always justified as necessity, and it always outlives the crisis that created it. As citizens, this isn't about panic. It's about vigilance. Our duty in a republic is not obedience. It is insistence. Insistence that limits matter. Rights are not negotiable. Emergencies are supposed to end and end quickly. Power is supposed to return to the people and the separation of powers and the checks and balances. Language is supposed to remain honest, especially communication from our highest office in the land, which is anything but honest now. Opposition must remain legitimate. Dissenters must not be punished or prosecuted, because the moment disagreement becomes treason, citizens become slaves. This is not a warning against a person. It is a warning against a pattern, my friends. History doesn't care about intentions. It only records outcomes. And the outcome of an unchecked emergency power is always the same. It is a tyranny, and it is a slavery, and it leads and ends in collapse. If we don't guard the structure, if we don't guard the foundations, if we don't guard the free representative form of our government, it will not and cannot guard us. If we don't guard the free representative republic and the structure of our government with separation of powers and checks and balances, it cannot and will not guard us. If you have read my book, Total Tech Takeover, you know that there is a warning towards the end. And I like to read it a lot because I don't think that it can be read enough. And it came from Pastor Martin Niemöller, a former Nazi supporter who was imprisoned for speaking out against Nazi control of churches. Originally, a Nazi supporter who came to the light of truth and saw that the Nazis were not the friends of freedom and were not the friends of Jesus. He said, first they came for the communists and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. As my wife says, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Y'all have a blessed night.